Hey guys, it's your girl Blondie. What's up? Long time no talk, right? Sorry for, being like super annoying and saying, hey, I'm gonna come back, and then disappearing again, and then, hey, I'm gonna come back. And I feel like I say this every time, but I actually like want to be back and stay back. And I just moved again, so just need to figure some stuff out. I am looking to record this week because obviously I don't really have any excuses with what is going on in the world right now, which I hope all of y'all are okay. Hope y'all are safe. Hope, you know, friends and family are safe. If you're having to go to work, you know, be careful, obviously. If not, you know, hope you're doing okay. I am currently out of a job right now because I was a waitress, and obviously they had to close the restaurant because I live in a big city, and that sucks. But I've applied for some other jobs. It's just kind of annoying because they're all like, oh, like they keep playing all these commercials and saying they're hiring, but so many people are also out of a job that there's so many applicants. You know, I'm applying for all these jobs and they're sending me emails that are like, oh, hopefully we'll get back to you within like 2 to 3 weeks. And it's like, okay, that's great. But that's no income coming in for me like right now, you know? And it doesn't help that like things just have terrible timing, because if y'all have been listening to me for a long time, then you know that I had 2 Labrador retrievers or lab mixes. And unfortunately, one of them just got so sick, and it took us, he started getting sick a couple of years ago, and it took us, you know, different vets and stuff, and it was too late before we figured out what was actually wrong. And he had, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. I feel like I'm not saying the right exo word, but I know the prefix is exo. But basically his pancreas wasn't producing the right enzymes in order to break down the nutrients in his food. So like we would feed him as much as he wanted to eat and eat and eat and eat, and he was still losing weight over the course of a couple of years. And it just, like, when you live, you know, obviously, like, I've had him for 11 years, and so, you don't see it happen. Like, looking through the pictures, you can see he's lost a lot of weight, but at the same time, like, we never paid attention to how much weight he had actually, like, was losing until the very end. And he got really sick. We had to take him to be hospitalized in January. And then he got really sick again in February, and his sister is his twin, and she was also really sick one day, and I was freaking out, and we took them both to the vet, and they said that my girl was probably just really sick because she knew it was her brother's time to go, and so we made the choice to go ahead and put down my baby boy. And miraculously enough, because my girl dog had also started to, was losing weight along with him, and we couldn't figure out why, because she wasn't losing as much weight. It's just like she wasn't wanting to eat as much, and like I don't have all the money in the world to be feeding all this expensive food and trying all these different things, and so it was really hard. But the week that we put him down, she ended up gaining about 3 to 4 pounds just that week. And so we knew that obviously that was the right decision to make, because she's clearly feeling better. And if you know from my last catch up, I got a puppy last May, and she just turned 1, and she's a cute little, like 27 pound thing. She's adorable. Love her. But because Jake was sick, and I figured it was nearing, well, that's my boy dog, because he was sick and I figured it was nearing his time to go, I ended up getting another puppy who is about 4.5 months when I got him. And he is just gorgeous, gorgeous dog. He's a German Shepherd, Australian Shepherd mix. So his coat is short, like a German Shepherd, but the coloring is like partially black, but then with spots of like merle. I feel like I'm saying that wrong. And like an Australian Shepherd. So he's super sweet. And I hate to say this if the people like hurt him or something. The people who I got him from seemed great, obviously, but he is so skittish and so scared of men and just terrified of everything and loves to hide in small dark places, and that includes crawling where I can't find him, especially under the bed. Which, if anyone has recommendations on a king size bed frame, that's relatively inexpensive, I'd really appreciate it, because my bed frame currently sounds like this. So I got some really nice, you know, bed sounds happening there. Which is really annoying getting in and out of bed. But yeah. So that's that. I think that's a catch up. I moved again last month, so that's cool. I'm in a nice, it's obviously new to me, but the complex is old. It's like a townhouse, but it's not actually a townhouse. It's just two floors, like loft style. So the second floor opens up to the first floor for like pretty much no reason other than to look pretty and to let in more natural light. But it's kind of annoying when like my boyfriend's downstairs playing his video games and I'm upstairs chilling watching TV because we can still hear everything. So that gets kind of annoying, but it does have like a half bath downstairs, which is nice. When we have people over, we don't have to have everybody go upstairs to our bedroom to use our bathroom. But our bathtub is so much smaller than the last apartment. We're saving so much more money because of where we moved, which is not the best part of town, but that's how we're able to save all this money. But literally the last place we were at, we were paying $400 more for 50 less square feet, and it was a one bedroom. The kitchen was bigger than this current kitchen. It was more updated. It was a new apartment complex, so it was really nice. But the security was awful. My car had gotten broken into and stuff like that, and they didn't have any cameras. They didn't care. And they actually lied to us about having a camera at the front of the complex, and they didn't. So that was kind of stupid. Whereas the new place we're at, even though it's not the best side of town, they have cameras everywhere, so it's cool. And the only reason why I say it's not the best part of town is because after 5 o'clock, Domino's will not come deliver to this area because apparently they've been robbed too many times. So that's, you know, what I mean about that. And the people on both sides of our apartment, I say are because my boyfriend pays for the majority of my bills. Just kidding. He pays for rent usually by himself. I pay for everything else. So he tries to fool our friends by saying he pays for everything, and that is absolutely not true. He literally pays the rent, and that's it. I pay for electricity, phone, I pay for other stuff, like the groceries, the dogs, and everything, which, I mean, I took on the animals as my responsibility. He said if I was going to get all these animals, I have to pay for them. So I now have 3 dogs and a cat, and we're currently watching another person's dog right now, so it's actually 4 dogs and a cat, and there's only supposed to be 2 animals on the lease. But they really don't come check on us, and my dogs are pretty well trained that I open the door and they go potty because there's grass right outside, and then they come running back, so they know better. Yeah. That's that. So I have an addiction and I keep getting puppies, and I don't think I'm gonna get any more though. I don't have enough crates, and those are expensive, and this is not the time because, like I said, currently I'm in the no job gang, so trying to figure out what to do, which is annoying, but hey, it's giving me plenty of free time to focus on making y'all happy and recording audios and stuff like that. Also makes me available for private phone sessions. If you'd like to talk about that, message me, you know. Yeah, not quite Snapchat. I know I used to have Snapchat. Working at getting it again. Trying to get in a more confident place with my figure, and then I'll be more than happy to post pictures and we can figure that out as well. So yeah, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Like I said, hope y'all are safe. Hope y'all are good. Hope y'all missed me. Hope I'm making you happy by you getting to hear my voice. And I'll be back with hopefully a sexual audio relatively soon. So thank you so much for listening. Appreciate it. Mwah.